thing about living in between from this Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. So we have the renewal of heaven and earth. Now, this is really heaven renewing and being, as I see it, heaven is separate, but when there's a new heaven and a new earth, everything will be joined together and we will be in that new heaven, new earth. And it's an exciting time. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. So we here are looking between creation and the celestial city, between when there was the fall and sin entered the world, corruption, and the celestial city. Because we read in Genesis, so the Lord banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground on which he had been taken, and he drove the man out, and he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. And in the new heaven and the new earth, the tree of heaven is there, tree of life is there for the renewal of the nations, for the healing of the nations, and for a permanent, wonderful, eternal life. And it also says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And it says it's prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Now, some of you at some point may have been a bride. Some of you at some point might have been a bridegroom. And remember and can look back to the time when you were beautifully dressed for that occasion. And that's the parallel that's being made here of the city being like a bride. And Paul writes, doesn't he, in Ephesians, he writes about, when he's talking about the love between a husband and a wife, he compares it and he says, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So we can join that new Jerusalem because we are washed in the blood of the Lamb for our sins. We can be seen as holy and complete and restored to be with the Lord. So a new heaven and a new earth, the renewal of the heaven and the earth. That's what it starts off in 21. Then it talks about God being with us. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. See, in the beginning, in the alphabet, in the Garden of Eden, when the fall took place, the reading that we had, we heard after that, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden of the cool of the day. God dwelt with man and woman. He dwelt with them. And he's going to dwell with us again. He will be with us, and we will be with him. And the Lord Jesus, permanently, all the time, walking, celebrating, joyful, amazing. But the other promise is that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. You see, we're in between. We're in between the suffering that is in the world, that we are finding ourselves at different times. And that lovely word shalom, the Hebrew word, which means total peace, healing, completeness, nothing broken anymore. For the old order of things has passed away. God is with us. We're in the in-between time, between suffering, but the shalom is promised. Thank you, Lord, that we can look forward to that. And next, everything is going to be new. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. You were in between sin and salvation before you came to know Jesus. But now you're in between salvation, because you know Jesus, you're saved, and the second Genesis, when everything is made new. And Peter warns, doesn't he, in the letter, second letter of Peter, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, since this is going to happen, since this is taking place at some point, Peter challenges us, what kind of people ought you to be? I think we ought to be joyous. I think we should be lifted. I think we should know that something wonderful will happen and we're going to be part of it. And in the meantime, we're in between. And we hold on to that second Genesis. We hold on to that shalom, peace. He's going to make everything new. And those of us who know Jesus are between this salvation and the second Genesis. And then he says, he said to me, it is done. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Where have we heard Jesus say that phrase before? On the cross. In John 19, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is done. It's complete. The work is complete. All our sins have been forgiven. And so, because of the work of Jesus, we can be in this new heaven. We can be in this glorious place. We can be with him at the Omega. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. You see, we're between soul thirsting, where our thirst and trying to find, you know, get there, and satiated, where everything is, we'll be filled with the Holy, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, filled to complete contentment. See, there was talk about the living water when Jesus met the woman at the well in John 4. Jesus answered her when she talked about the water. And he says, because she offered him a drink, and everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, talking about the water in the well. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I will give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Hey, if you know Jesus, you can live forever. And you can be with the Lord forever and ever in a wonderful place in the new heaven and the new earth. Welling up to eternal life, that's what he promised. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. You have a Father who is God. You have Father, Jesus and God with one. And it's interesting that this passage we're looking at this time, because in the church calendar, as you rightly said, in between Easter and Pentecost, Easter and Christmas, Last Thursday we celebrate Ascension, when Jesus rose into heaven. His time on earth in a physical sense had come to an end. And the disciples are waiting, have been told to wait, and we not yet have Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit comes in great power, and that same Holy Spirit is available to us in power and all wonderful might, and we can do all things through God who strengthens us through Jesus. So, what's that? We do a song in the exercise about class, about Heather does, about, you know, being grumpy, and then, you know, the sun comes out, the sunny side of the street. We mustn't be grumpy. We mustn't be downhearted, however painful things are, however difficult things are, because this is just the in-between. It's like being in between one holiday and the next, like you talked about. We're going to have another holiday. We're going to be in heaven. Much better than between summer and winter, between that thing of pregnancy and the birth and the joy, the miracle of every birth. Isn't that a miracle? You look at a little baby and think, well, that's just a jump group of chemicals. Oh, come on. It's an amazing miracle, every single one, between birth and death. But death isn't the end for those of us who know Jesus. We're going to be in heaven. And then there's going to be a new heaven. And what happens? What happens, this living in between, what happens when there is a new heaven and a new earth? Jesus comes again. And we're living in the between times in the church calendar of Ascension and Pentecost. But at Ascension, the angel says to the disciples, looking up, what are you doing looking up? Come on, get on with it. He's told you to go and preach the gospel and tell people about him. But be assured that in the same way that he's risen to heaven, he's coming again. Jesus is coming again. And it might be today. Are you ready? Are you living as if it could be today? That's what Peter warned us, that we should live as if he might come today. We should live with excitement. We should live with joy. We should live anchored in the hope that we have in the new heaven and the new earth. Amen.